I'd like to, excuse me, I'd like to focus mostly on the second reading today. I want to start with the line, "He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of His creation." Now that word, first fruits, had a lot of meaning in the time and the society of Jesus. Because one of the expectations of the Jewish people was that they would give their first fruits of their harvest to God. What were the first fruits? Well, it wasn't just the first thing they harvested, but it was also the best of what they harvested. They were to take immediately the best, and they were to offer that in sacrifice to their God. They weren't to wait until they could see, well, you know, I harvested this much, and I think I'll have a little bit left over, so I'll give that. No, they were to make an act of faith and offer the first fruits of what God had given them. Now, what is He saying to us? That we are kind of first fruits of His creation. He is saying that those of us who have been born into Christ Jesus through baptism, those of us who are members of Christ, are in some way that first fruits. We are to be the best of God's creation. And we are to offer ourselves back to God as a gift for all that He has done for us. But we are to be the best in that sense that we begin to make witness in the world the reality of God's love, God's compassion, and God's mercy. Now, what happens when the first fruits become evil? Then we fail to give witness to this aspect of God. And we who should be the best of creation then become, in a sense, the worst of creation. Because we fail to do the very thing that God has called us to do. Notice the next line. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Humbly welcome the word. There is a strong belief in our tradition and in our church that the Word of God, if we will open our hearts to it, has the power to change us. It has the power, in a sense, remake us. But notice that word, humbly. Humbly welcome the Word. We have to listen to the Word of God with that deep awareness that we need that wisdom that comes from on high, and that we need to be inspired by the power of God's Spirit so that that Word can enter into us and do its healing, transforming, changing work within us. And so James tells us, humbly welcome the Word that has the power to save your souls. That Word of God, which can totally transform us if we open our hearts to it. Then he goes on, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Bringing out that reality that just to listen to the word of God and do nothing with it is deluding ourselves. That if I have truly heard the word of God, what I have heard and what has taken root within my soul is going to spring forth into action. And if it doesn't do that, then I've not really been a listener to the Word of God. And what kind of action? James is very clear. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world. When I have truly heard the Word of God, that Word is going to impel me to go out and to be caring about others, especially those who are in suffering, those who are in sorrow, those who have need. To truly have heard the Word of God is to be one that goes out and lives that Word in my daily life. And to fail to do that gives evidence first to ourselves that we have not yet really heard God's Word. Now I'd like to switch over just a little bit to the gospel reading. Not much. Right at the end, Jesus says, from within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, and he goes on to list a bunch of evils. He says, all these evils come from within, and they defile. But I would like to say that the opposite is also true. If evil comes from within, so does goodness. If we open our hearts up to the power of God's Word, if we allow Christ Jesus to dwell within us, and that gift we receive through Eucharist, that gift we receive through hearing the Word of God, if we let that take root within us, what is within us is going to burst forth, and it will burst forth in acts of goodness, in acts of mercy, in acts of compassion, in acts of love. We are invited today not to be hearers only of the Word of God, but to let that Word take root in our hearts and impel us and empower us to give witness to the Lord Jesus by our good deeds.